Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on agentic AI exploitation. What happens when the AI agents you've deployed with file access, API credentials, and code execution capabilities get turned against you? This isn't theoretical anymore. We've seen computer use agents get hijacked via web content. LangChain chains achieving RCE, and Copilot systems exfiltrating internal documents. If you're building or testing agents, this is your new attack surface. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Agentic AI exploitation emerged as a distinct attack class in 2023-24, as organizations rushed to deploy LLM-powered agents with tool use capabilities. The foundational research traces to Simon Willison's early work on prompt injection, but the agentic threat model crystallized with Grayshake et al.'s Not What You've Signed Up For paper demonstrating indirect prompt injection against LLM-integrated applications. The architectural vulnerability is fundamental. Agentic systems collapse the security boundary between untrusted input and privileged action. Traditional applications separate user input from system commands through parsing, validation, and explicit privilege checks. Agentic AI inverts this. The LLM itself decides what tools to invoke based on natural language that mixes user intent with attacker-controlled data. Confused deputy problem. The agent operates with its own permissions but acts on attacker-influenced instructions, becoming a confused deputy. Implicit trust in tool chains. Most frameworks, LangChain, AutoGPT, Crew AI, assume tool outputs are trustworthy, enabling injection through retrieved content. Goal specification fragility. High-level objectives can be subverted by manipulating intermediate reasoning steps. MITRE ATLAS formalized these patterns in 2024 with techniques like AML, T0051 LLM prompt injection, and AML, T0054 LLM plugin compromise. Here's my take on this. The root cause isn't the LLM. It's that we gave autonomous systems production credentials and assumed natural language could be a secure control plane. It can't. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. Agentic exploitation has moved rapidly from research to real-world impact. Anthropic's computer use agent compromise, March 2025. Researchers at WonderWuzzy demonstrated that Anthropic's Claude computer use agent could be hijacked via malicious website content to execute arbitrary commands on the host system. The agent, instructed to browse for information, encountered injected instructions that redirected it to download and execute payloads. LangChain arbitrary code execution, CVE 2023-29374, a critical vulnerability in LangChain's PL, program-aided language, chain allowed attackers to achieve RCE by manipulating LLM outputs to inject Python code. CVSS 9.8. ChatGPT plugin data exfiltration, 2023. Security researcher Johan Reberger demonstrated that ChatGPT plugins could be exploited to exfiltrate conversation history through indirect prompt injection in retrieved documents, leveraging the browsing and code interpreter tools. Microsoft Copilot, SSRF, and Data Access, 2024. Researchers demonstrated that Microsoft 365 Copilot could be manipulated to access internal SharePoint documents and send data to external endpoints through crafted prompts embedded in emails and documents the agent processed. Here's my take on this. The Anthropic computer use compromise is the watershed moment. It proved that giving agents system-level tool access creates a direct path from web content to RCE. Most organizations haven't internalized this yet. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough demonstrates exploiting an agentic AI system with file and web access during an authorized assessment. Target, a React pattern agent built on LangChain with file system and HTTP request tools. 1. Target identification and reconnaissance. Identify the agent's capabilities through interaction. Document the tool surface area. Each tool is a potential pivot point. 2. Setup and prerequisites. Python 3.10 plus with LangChain. OpenAI libraries. Attacker controlled endpoint, webhook.site or burp collaborator. Local test environment mirroring target agent configuration. 3. Attack execution, indirect prompt injection via tool output. Create a malicious file that the agent will process. Trigger the agent to read the poison file. 4. Goal hijacking attack. For agents with code execution. Inject through retrieve content. 5. Verification and evidence collection. Monitor your exfiltration endpoint for incoming data. Capture agent's HTTP requests, headers, body, timing, any credentials or tokens in exfiltrated context, evidence of tool invocations and agent logs. Here's my take on this. The money shot is always the tool enumeration phase. Most agents will happily tell you exactly what they can do. Then you just need to find a data source you can poison that the agent will consume. Defense playbook. Detection. Log all tool invocations with full parameters. Treat agent tools like API audit trails. Alert on. Outbound request to new domains. File access outside whitelisted paths. Unusual tool invocation sequences. Implement semantic similarity monitoring between user intent and agent actions. Prevention. Maps to OWASP LLM 0.6, sensitive information disclosure. Architectural controls, maps to MITRE ATLAS AML. M0.0.1.6, limit model access. Implement human in the loop for sensitive tool invocations. Sandbox agent execution environments with minimal network egress. Separate agent credentials from underlying system credentials. Validation, rerun the attack playbook against hardened environment. Verify tool blocks trigger. Alerts fire, and no data reaches external endpoints. Here's my take on this. Your single highest priority action, implement hard allowless on every tool's parameters now. If your HTTP tool can hit arbitrary URLs, you've already lost. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. The Anthropic Computer Use Agent Compromise demonstrated that web content can achieve RCE on systems with browser-using agents. This is the new baseline threat model. Takeaway 2. Attack execution hinges on finding injectable data sources, files, web content, API responses that the agent will process and trust. That's the breakdown on agentic exploitation. Remember, every tool you give an agent is a potential pivot point for an attacker. Enumerate those tools. Lock down those parameters and assume any data your agent touches could be weaponized. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.